The protest Wednesday came as the military government acknowledged its forces had used tear gas and fired warning shots to disperse monks who had marched in the western Burmese city of Sitwe the day before. In the country's largest city, Rangoon, hundreds of monks marched quietly Wednesday to the Shwedagon Pagoda, considered Burma's holiest temple. They did not go in. Witnesses say authorities locked up the shrine in an apparent effort to put a damper on the demonstration. The monks are angry because the government has failed to apologize for the beatings of several monks who were part of a demonstration 2 weeks ago. The marches are part of nationwide protests that began last month after the military rulers imposed big increases in the price of fuel in the impoverished country. Analysts say the junta has reason to be alarmed now that protests by Buddhist monks are spreading. Monks are considered the most respected members of Burmese society, and word that they would stop accepting alms from anyone connected to the military leadership could be embarrassing and destabilizing. Furthermore, any physical suppression of the monks' protests would be sacrilegious for Burmese soldiers who, like the vast majority of Burma's people, are devout Buddhists. Mint Wei is a Burmese pro-democracy activist exiled in Thailand.
If they violently attack the monks in the Buddhist religious, they are very big mistake according to the Buddhist teaching. In our belief, they will have to face punishment in the next life. But it is the very big mistake for the Buddhist.
A state-run newspaper says security forces fired tear gas and warning shots as monks protested Tuesday, saying the monks had become violent. The newspaper says 9 policemen were hurt in a clash with the monks. The statements have not been independently confirmed. The Burmese military has been in control of the country since 1962 and has in the past called in the army to quell any kind of dissent. The last major demonstrations were in 1988, when soldiers used tanks and guns to put down pro-democracy protests in which Buddhist monks had a key role. About 3,000 people were killed in the crackdown. This time, more than 100 activists have been arrested, but observers say the junta has refrained from launching an all-out crackdown. Analysts say an attack on monks would likely trigger a wave of outrage the government forces might not be able to contain. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bangkok.